Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a mid-bass modulation formula that feels 11-sided jungle swing drum and bass groove in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple, but really powerful. We are not just designing a bass sound, we're composing a bass phrase that interacts with the break like it belongs there. The sub handles the foundation. The mid-bass handles the personality, the motion, and the attitude. If the sub is the floor, the mid-bass is the character walking across it. So we're going to build a two-layer system, write a tight phrase, shape it with modulation, and then resample it so we can edit it like a real DNB arrangement. That's where the start sounding less like a loop, and more like an actual drop. First, set your tempo to around 174 BPM. That's a strong default for jungle-leaning drum and bass. Then create two MIDI tracks, one for the sub, one for the mid-bass. You'll also want a drum loop or a break pattern in place early, because in this style the drums are the reference point. The bass should be written to the drums, not the other way around. If you're using a break, give it some swing. In Ableton, open the groove pool and try a groove in the 56 to 62% swing range. You want the break to breathe but not fall apart. That loose, slightly shuffled pocket is what gives the bass somewhere musical to sit. Now let's build the sub. Keep it clean, simple, and mono. Operator is perfect for this, or wave-eatable with a sine or near sine tone. Don't overthink it. This part is about support, not movement. Use root notes, maybe a fifth or passing note here and there, but keep the rhythm straightforward. In general, if the mid-bass is busy, the sub should be boring in a good way. That's what keeps the low end readable. A good habit here is to ask yourself, would this note still make sense if the mid-bass disappeared? If the answer is yes, the low-end foundation is probably solid. Now move to the mid-bass. This is where the fun starts. Load up wave-eatable if you want flexibility, or operator if you want a harder, more FM-style edge. A really useful starting point is a saw or square-based wave-eatable with a low-pass filter, a little detune, and moderate saturation after it. You want enough harmonic content that movement can actually be heard. Start with a short attack and a medium decay, with a fairly low sustain. That gives you punch and articulation. Then add a saturator after the synth, with just a few dB of drive and soft clip enabled. This gives the bass more weight and helps the movement read more clearly in the mix. Now write the phrase. The best way to think about it is as a two-bar sentence, not an endless loop. A statement, then a reply. The formula can be really simple. Hit the root on beat one, move to a nearby note or octave on the next strong moment, leave a little space, then answer the drums with a short pickup or stab. A practical shape might be root, fifth, root, octave up in one bar, then root, passing note, root, short stab in the next. That kind of contra feels like it's responding to the break instead of just sitting on top of it. And this is important. Jungle swing is not just random off-grid timing. It's about phrasing around the drum hits. Let the bass leave room for the snare. Let it answer ghost notes instead of fighting them. If the drums are busy in the second half of the bar, make the bass thinner there. If the snare lands on 2 and 4, try hitting just before it or just after it, not directly into it every time. Often, if the groove feels stiff, the fix is not adding more notes. It's shortening the notes. Note length matters a lot in drum and bass. Sometimes the rhythm is fine, but the note tails are stepping on the pocket. So tighten the lengths before you start redesigning the pattern. Now let's make the modulation part of the formula. This is where the bass starts sounding alive. Automate 2 or 3 key parameters on the mid-bass. Great candidates are filter cutoff, wave-eatable position, and saturation drive. You do not need everything moving all the time. In fact, that usually makes the line feel unfocused. Pick a few controls and move them musically. For example, you could open the filter a little into the pickup before the snare, then close it back down right after the impact. That creates a tiny tension and release shape, and in DNB that kind of movement is huge. It makes the bass feel like it's breathing with the drums. Try moving the wave-eatable position through a limited range, so the tone evolves without changing identity too much. A small movement can go a long way. And if you want more aggression, lift the drive slightly at phrase peaks instead of blasting distortion across the whole sound. The goal is to make the bass phrase feel like it has accents, just like a drummer would. Accent placement matters more than note count. A few well-placed hits with strong velocity contrast will usually feel more jungle than a dense pattern with even volume. Now comes one of the most useful DNB moves, resampling. Once the mid-bass feels good, record or bounce it to audio. This turns sound design into composition. Suddenly you can trim the tails, create little repeats, reverse tiny sections, and shape the phrase like an editor instead of just a synth programmer. That's a big step. After resampling, Slice the audio into pieces if needed and start making arrangement decisions. Maybe one bar has a clean, open version of the riff. Maybe the next bar is a more closed, tighter version. Maybe you remove two notes in the second half of the section so the drums can breathe. That's rhythmic subtraction, and it works extremely well in darker drum and bass. You can also create a mirror version of the motif. If your phrase rises, try making the response fall. That keeps the line recognizable while still letting it evolve. Another strong move is octave displacement. Move one or two accent notes up an octave near the end of an 8-bar section to lift the energy without writing a whole new bass line. Keep the structure in mind as you build. A solid 16-bar drop can work like this. Bars 1 to 4 establish the motif. Bars 5 to 8 add variation or an octave lift. Bars 9 to 12 thin out the bass so the break feels bigger. And bars 13 to 16 bring back the main riff with extra saturation or a final pickup. That kind of arrangement makes the bass feel like it's part of a conversation with the drums. Not just a loop sitting there, but a phrase with development. A few mix notes before we wrap the main build. Keep the sub and mid bass separate in your mind and in your mix. If the mid bass is getting into the sub range, high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz if needed so the clean sub owns the deepest octave. On the bass bus, use gentle EQ to clean up any low mid buildup, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz if things get boxy. A touch of saturation can help glue the layers together, but keep it subtle. You want cohesion, not mush. Also check the mix in mono. Dark drum and bass can sound massive in stereo and then fall apart when summed if the bass is too wide. The low end needs discipline. So let's recap the core formula. Build a clean mono sub. Build a modulated mid bass with enough harmonic content to react to automation. Write a 2-bar call and response phrase that leaves space for the break. Use modulation to create movement, not just note changes. Resample early if the riff is working. Then arrange it in short sections so the bass develops instead of looping endlessly. If you want to practice this properly, spend 10 to 20 minutes making a 4-bar jungle swing mid bass phrase at 174 BPM. Use root notes, one octave jump, one pickup before each snare, and at least one rest per bar. Automate filter cutoff and one other parameter. Then resample it and make one variation by removing two notes and adding one new accent in the last bar. And while you're doing it, keep asking the right questions. Does the bass leave room for the break? Does it answer the drums? Can I hear the note shape clearly? If yes, you're on the right path. If it feels too straight, reduce the note density. If it feels too random, strengthen the root note accents and simplify the automation. That's the move. In drum and bass, the best mid basses do not just sound good. They phrase with the drums. Once you master that, your drops start feeling a lot more alive.